You're listening to Cannabis Radio News' exclusive coverage of Vote 2016, The Path to Cannabis Freedom, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. In our continuing coverage of the most pivotal election for marijuana reform in my lifetime, we are interviewing some of the candidates who are running for office, in particular, candidates who have a history of not just supporting marijuana reform, but actually walking the walk, doing the activism work themselves to ensure that we can help end adult marijuana prohibition. Joining us to discuss this is a candidate for the United States Congress coming out of Arizona's 4th District, running as a Democrat. His name is Michael Weiser, and Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm excited to be here. I just came back from putting up signage out in the country. So
that's good news.
Good now, to be sitting still and inside.
That's right. Now, Michael, your background in reform is with Arizona Normal. Tell folks how you've been involved.
Well, I grew up in a drug importing part of the United States, the lower Rio Grande Valley of Texas. During the 70s and 80s, that was a major importation point for marijuana. And so I was steeped in that culture, you know, from teenagehood on. And when I got to Arizona, I was already a cannabis user. In 2010, my wife ran for state senate. And she came out in favor of legalization, and she wasn't a cannabis user. And I said, if she's got the balls to do that, I can certainly stand up for it myself. The next year, I was one of the leaders in our local Occupy. I was asked to run for Congress. The Democratic Party said that they needed a candidate. So off I went on this adventure. One of the first steps was to get a medical card. And yeah, 3 years later, Normal asked me to be the state director. It was a hell of a 3 years, by the way.
Well, that's fantastic. Sorry about that. I had a disconnection here on the on my side. So you've been involved here with marijuana reform, and you're running as a Democrat in Arizona's 4th District for U.S. Congress.
Yeah.
What's the district like? How do they? What's the area there in Arizona, and how do they respond to your candidacy?
Well, Arizona added Congressional District 4 in 2012 after, you know, the census to address what life is like for people in the rural parts of Arizona, especially along the Colorado River. Hmm. So the district is about a third of the land area of the state. It's all the Colorado River, the western parts, the exurbs around Phoenix. It's not the most conservative congressional district in the state. It's pretty far there.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they do a pretty good job of being conservative around here. However, the thing about Arizona and the thing about cannabis is cannabis does cross the voter lines. Like, the Republican Party is not working for marijuana in any way whatsoever, but there's a lot of Republicans that are smokers. And through my work within the party and, you know, the help of lots of others, in 2014, we got the party to endorse legalization. And then we repeated that fact when Prop 205 was filed. And nationally, I was part of the Bernie delegates that helped push the national platform to promote legalization. So it's been, you know, like I said, since 2010 of working on expanding this, but but now we have the strength of the entire Democratic Party in Arizona pushing for Prop 205 and an end of the drug war.
That's fantastic news. We're speaking with Michael Weiser, running for U.S. Congress from Arizona's District 4. And Michael, is there an incumbent in that seat currently? Is it a Republican you're running against?
Oh, you betcha. Not just an incumbent, but a jolly prohibitionist incumbent. A guy named Paul Gosar. He's a dentist originally from Wyoming. Lives in Flagstaff, which isn't in the district, but yeah, that's how that goes sometimes. And he has introduced anti-medical card legislation at the federal level. In fact, one of his pieces was an attempt to stop federal benefits to anyone with a medical card.
Oh, wow. So,
so it's about as draconian as you can get, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Cut you off if if you're using medicine in a state that allows it. Yeah, gotcha.
Right, right. And just to keep in mind, when I say as draconian as we can get, last week we had a man in North Carolina shot to death as punishment for smoking marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Keith Lamont Scott, the cops were looking for somebody else in the parking lot and they saw him smoking a blunt and came over and ultimately shot him to death. And that's how serious our drug laws are. So
yeah, absolutely.
It is imperative that we end this civil rights abuse. And that's kind of what inspired me. I'd been a social studies teacher, a political writer. I call myself a humorist. Sometimes people laugh at my columns. At least they were publishing them. And all of that was pretty good, but it wasn't having the impact that I felt we needed. And there's no single social issue with the transformative power of ending cannabis prohibition. There's nothing else we could work on right now that can change America as profoundly, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Now, you're running against a Republican incumbent who is a dyed-in-the-wool prohibitionist, a drug warrior. You, of course, are quite the outspoken legalizer and reformer. How is the race shaping up? Do the people of the 4th District, are they ready to reject this guy in favor of reform?
I signed up for the long game when they asked me to run in 12. I committed to at least 3 election cycles, and it may take more than this. But we've gained significantly between the 14 and the 16 cycle. We have a 25% increase in our share of the vote. I'm still the underdog in the general election. But more importantly, my main campaign issue is legalization. And here in Arizona, we have Prop 205, which I had helped author when I was a political director of a former organization, Safer Arizona. I take a lot of pride in what we've accomplished at writing a tax and regulation structure that can do significant changes to the drug war here in Arizona. That said, I've been using my campaign to make sure that we have legalization in the state. That's my main thrust. Mm. So that race, actually, that's a toss-up right now. We have the upper hand in the polling, but it's a narrow upper hand. So I'm putting all my reserves and my energies into supporting Prop 205 through my massive congressional district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Arizona initiative, the Prop 205 of the polling I've seen is sitting at, 50-40, something like that?
Yes. Yes, with the remainder being undecided. And in this state, you know, we have a couple of different challenges. The Prosecuting Attorneys Association are the head of a PAC that is working against legalization. So, you know, law enforcement structure and the governor, who is a right-wing conservative, social conservative, Doug Ducey. Mm-hmm. And then at the other end of the spectrum, we have a revival of a California organization, Stoners Against Legalization, that have been fighting me tooth and nail since ever since we got the Prop 205 filed in April of 15. I don't know why they're so committed to preserving the underground economy, but they sure are.
I've generally found that people that oppose marijuana reform have a financial interest in the status quo, but that's just speculation on my part.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Now, Michael, are they making any headway, these stoners against legalization in Arizona? What I've seen some of Ray Stearns reporting on it, but are they making a splash, or is this just kind of a tempest in a teapot?
Well, for the first year, they had the upper hand in the cannabis community. They introduced an initiative that I unfortunately had been part of the drafting process on as well, back when we were trying to set up, you know, our negotiations with MPP. we wrote an initiative that we thought was going to be really solid, and then that got polished through several cycles and became this other initiative. For a year, they dominated the social circle with that initiative, and then June 1st, 2016, a month before the filing, their campaign manager pulls the plug in a very shady way. There's a lot of recrimination in their community that he had been a setup and they had been duped. They lost a lot of respectability. They've continued to try to function, but his leadership is floundering. And we're hoping that, you know, coming out with true perspectives on some of the propaganda that they've been putting out against Prop 205 will inform the educated cannabis voter in Arizona, because that's the kind of people that I know are going to make or break this election.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, we appreciate you standing up for cannabis legalization in Arizona and taking that fight to the U.S. Congress. Give people real quick any website or contact info they need to be able to help you out.
Yeah. In addition to being a congressional candidate at MikeelWeiser.org, that's MichaelWeiser.org, I'm also the state director of Normal here in Arizona. That's ArizonaNormal.org. So either of those websites would be a great way to learn more about our work. For people in the Southwest, our organization is one of the lead organizers of the upcoming Southwest Cannabis Conference, October 14th through 16th, and I'll hope to see you there.
All right, thank you.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Thank you, Michael Weiser. Good luck in your congressional race.